about that?
Well, they could well be in session beyond the anticipated final day. And I've signed the executive order to extend the session if, in fact, we need those additional days to work out the budget. These are times when there are no easy solutions. I put forward one idea of what I thought the budget should look like. The Senate passed their idea, and the House passed yet a third idea. So the negotiations now are between the House and the Senate to reach some compromise, and that's what we need for them to do so we can move on with the other business.
At the start of session, you talked a little bit about the possibility of a general sales tax increase just as one way. Is that something you would like to see considered again?
Well, what I talked about was, look, there's no tax that is more unpopular than a gas tax. I don't care whether you do it phased in or whether you do just a $0.02 a year or whatever you do, there's no tax more unpopular. So an alternative to a gas tax would be a 1 cent increase in our sales tax. We have the ninth lowest sales tax in the country. Why is that? Because we don't allow the counties to assess a sales tax or the city to assess a sales tax. So we have the ninth lowest sales tax in the country. We could raise as much for transportation with 1 penny on the sales tax as we could by phasing in, you know, the 6% sales tax on gas.
So you haven't given up on that idea or the 6% sales, phasing in the 6% sales tax?
I think we have to do something on transportation. And the days are running out in this session to do it. I think that it's an idea that we've talked about for 10 or 20 years. I mean, the 23-cent flat tax has not grown over time, and its buying power has actually declined. And every year we're able to maintain less, do less, and if we want a 21st century transportation infrastructure, then we have to build it. China and India aren't going to do it for us.
Thank you, sir.
Governor, it doesn't seem like there's a deal in place.
Like a what?
A deal in place to get all these. Is it going to be this increase or that decrease or as far as taxes go in the session?
We're further along than... Actually, I think we're pretty far along. I mean, we've had a budget passed by the House. We've had a budget passed by the Senate. Both of those budget proposals are a bit different than the one that I proposed. But I think there's room for compromise and room to meet in the middle and get on with the other important business of this session. The clock is ticking. There's a limited amount of time left, and I hope that the Senate and the House conferees will come to some reasonable, balanced accommodation so we can move forward. The two proposals are not that far off, and the good news is that they both use a balanced approach of incorporating all of the cuts that we recommended. They have different views slightly in terms of the income tax rates, but I think there's room for a compromise there, and I think actually this session's been very productive, and it has, especially when you look at what's happened in other states, it's actually had a pretty cordial, civil, business-like tone to it.
But that's the, from now to the end of the session, is wrapping up that deal.
Yeah, the main thing is, look, we had hoped that perhaps we would have had the budget done early this week. I think the primary election put a bit of a crimp in that schedule, but hopefully soon here we will have a compromise between the House budget and the Senate budget. The House budget is closer to the budget that I proposed that our administration spent 8 months working on. But hey, the negotiation is between the Senate and the House, and I hope that we're able to reach some compromise for the benefit of the people of our state.
Governor, I'm just curious, where are you on that proposal to put a casino in PG County down in National Harbor? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time on that one. That was an idea that came from the county executive of Prince George's and also the Senate president. Our focus this entire session and the budget we proposed supports roughly 52,000 jobs, important investments in our water and wastewater infrastructure, second highest investment we've made in our schools to renovate them, to wire them so our kids can learn and therefore earn. So the casino idea and the gambling thing, I'd rather see us get the five that we've already approved up and going before we talk about expansion. But everybody's independently elected in this legislature, and other folks have their idea. So I haven't spent a lot of time on that one yet. I try to keep an open mind to all ideas.